Hello guys, today I'm just going to try out a new type of podcast where I'm going to just update you all on some of the gaming news out there in the world. So from my phone, I'm going to be using GameSpot and IGN for this. So if you follow those two places, you can probably find out the news I'm going to read out anyway. I'm just going to share my personal opinion on some of these facts, as well as just talk maybe about it. So anyway, I'm just looking through here at a minute. Here's one on GameSpot. Yeah, this is GameSpot. Here's one on GameSpot when it loads. That's called single player something. I think the single player progress won't change over when it reaches the new console. So if you were playing, for example, GTA 5 since it just came out, and you were playing it on your 360, your Xbox 360, and then you decide, oh, when the Xbox One comes out, I'm going to change it to that when the GTA 5 comes out on that, then you won't have it. But anyway, the actual title of the article would be, single-player progress won't carry over when upgrading some games to next-gen. So as that title just implies, it's some games, not all of them. So representatives of EA, Activision, and Ubisoft confirms that single-player progress from Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag will not migrate forwards. Except it's my example straight out the window. So other than that, that's that news. What I think of that personally, it's, if it is possible, I'm into the industry, but I mean like I'm not into the actual technical side of it. If it is possible, brilliant thing they could do would be turn your progress over, because obviously one of the annoyance of either getting a new console because you're old and broke or you lost your profile. Profile is a different matter, but changing consoles, you lose everything. It's like blatant fact. Everyone, no one looks that. You lose your heart, you lose all your stuff, you hate it. So anyway, that's that one. New, personally, a game I love. This is a bit off topic now. Actually, it's not, it's Ubisoft. Splinter Cell Blacklist came out a few months back. I think, what was it? Was it August? No, that was the Saint Trifle. I'm not sure when it came out. Splinter Cell Blacklist Homeland DLC came out. When I first saw this, I was thinking, Homeland, where did they get that title from? And then I realised, Ubisoft, American. Tom Clancy, American. Homeland Security, American. So, in this new expansion pack, which is $7 if you're American. If you're in England, it's £4.69 since they got rid of Microsoft points. It's on PS3, PC, Wii U, and Xbox 360. Includes new co-op missions, I think something like 28. I don't know, there's like so many. I think it's in the teens at least, co-op missions where you can play as Sam or Briggs. New weapons, so you gear up and grab the Homeland expansion for Splinter Cell Blacklist. You can get a crossbow with sleeping gas, an upper echelon suit that offers better protection against gunfire, and the E4E Eclipse suit, which now allows Sam to carry more gadgets. Gold armor and white goggles, and new skins for Spidey mugs. So I think that's a very good idea, personally. Really good. Still looking. Apple denies paying EA to delay Plants vs. Zombies 2 on Android. So, spokesman for iPhone company says, recent report for Apple paying truckload of money to have EA delay Android version of free-to-play game is not true. So, that's some speculation, not to do with this title of the podcast, but that's some speculation there of what this could be, some of the speculation in the industry. So here's a title, if you I didn't personally go, can't afford to go, TGS 2013, it drawed 270,000 attendees to the event, so it's up 47,000 from last year. The Tokyo Game Show welcomed 197 attendees. Computer Association, Supplier Association announced in a release translated by Gematsu. So, It was the busiest day on the September the 22nd, with 115,444 people packing into the exhibition hall, I'm guessing. A big one. Steam released an OS, Steam OS, soon will be followed by the Steam Box. If that's excites anyone, I'm not sure. I'm not a PC gamer, to be honest, I'm console, through and through. The new SimCity expansion is coming out on November 12th. Not sure. Unlikely from Rockstar and GTA London will be released, that's unlikely. So, I think that's mostly all of them. Steam Family Sharing begins a beta. So, Valve sends out 1,000 initial invitations for a trial period. No details provided when the program will go live for all. So, other than that, I think I've covered most of the big ones. So, I'll move on to IGN now. That was GameSpot just now. This is going fast. 6 months. Quality is going fast. Try and scan through all of this. Splitzer, blah blah blah. I think I've covered most of this already. Some of the big news, GTA 5. I was looking through some of the stuff. October the 1st, in 5 days from when this was recorded, GTA Online will be coming out, which is all well and good, because I'm really excited for that. So, I heard something about, I pretty much covered all stuff on IGN, but I've heard something about a petition for GTA 5 to go to PC. That petition, I think, it's got 450,000 signatures on from when I last checked. So they clearly want it to go to PC, and I think the quote was, "It's a shame that a great game is not coming to the most powerful console," which is understandable. That was a quote, air quotation marks needed. So that is a shame for them. Doesn't affect me because I don't use PC. Anyway, next segment. I plan on talking about some stuff. Obviously, if I had a friend here, I could easily talk this much longer about what they think about it. The title of the podcast, National Rampage. People may be wondering why it's titled that, but I'll explain it now. GTA 5 Social Club has a crew called National Rampage. That's my crew. I started it. I'm the crew leader, and my friends are joining it as the crew, or whatever they're called, lieutenants, representatives, commissioners, muscle. So they're joining that. That's where the name came from, where the podcast name came from. So I'll be talking to them quite a lot, and then we'll figure out things from there. So thanks for listening to this podcast, episode 2. I'm not sure what I'll name it. Gaming New Part 1, maybe. Anyway, thanks for listening, and see you next time, maybe with some friends, hopefully. See ya.